Welcome back to Righteous Convictions. This is a podcast where I have the privilege of interviewing some of my heroes, people who are doing just amazing, amazing stuff in the world for no reason other than that because they can. And today is no exception. Today, I'm going to be interviewing my friend and, you know, just a guy who's an absolute beacon of light and hope, Alexander McLean. Alexander, welcome to Righteous Convictions.
Thanks, Jason. It's great to be with you.
Alexander is a senior TED fellow, an Ashoka fellow. He's been named Young Philanthropist of the Year, one of Time's 30 Under 30, Changing the World. He's on the Power List, featuring Britain's most influential people of African and African Caribbean descent. He's a winner of the WISE Award and the Grinnell College Innovator for Social Justice Prize. I could go on and on, but the most important part is the work that you've done and how you got into it at such a young age. And that's what I want to talk about. So, Alexander, you had an interesting childhood that I think informed your journey. I mean, it does for all of us, but especially so for you. Is that right?
Yeah, the experiences I had as a child growing up in London, the son of a Jamaican immigrant, poor, but the British government used to pay for poor but bright children to go to expensive schools. Growing up very overweight, I think I knew what it was like to be a bit of a misfit. I think I learned about being able to step between different cultures. I learned a little bit about building bridges between people who are different. My mum worked for United Airlines, so although we didn't have much money, I got to travel a huge amount as a child, and that was an important part of my education. And I received a huge amount of love, especially from my grandma, Aileen. I think she loved me in a way that gave me a sense that I had agency, that I had a gift to offer to others. I loved public speaking. I became interested in the law when I was very young, especially through learning about the death penalty in America. I guess I had to figure out my path and figure out who my people were. And I had incredible experiences in Britain and then later in East Africa, which formed me and led to me being where I am today.
And this started when you were 18, I think, was really your aha moment, right? You went to Uganda to volunteer at a hospice.
I'd been involved in a hospice in London from when I was 16, and I realized very quickly I could learn a lot from those who were coming to the end of their lives. None of us know how much time we have, and I really wanted to make the most of each day. I read when I was 16 about a hospice.
This season of Righteous Convictions with Jason Flom is now in its own feed. To continue to listen to this episode and all of season 2, search and follow Righteous Convictions with Jason Flom wherever you listen to podcasts.